Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Expect more severe rain. The Weather Service has issued an orange level 6 warning for heavy rain over Gauteng, as well as the extreme western parts of Mpumalanga. Then there's an orange level 5 warning in place over the southwestern Mpumalanga areas, as well as the eastern parts of both the northwest and the Free State, and a yellow level 2 warning for possible flash floods. That's over central Mpumalanga and the western bushveld area of Limpopo. Apart from the wet roads, motorists are also urged to expect morning fog over Gauteng and the escarpment areas. Pretoria today up to 21, Joburg 19, Mpumalanga 24, Emalahleni 20, Polokwane 23, and Rustenburg a high of 24 degrees.
A collision in Pretoria on the N1 southbound at Rigel Avenue. It is already causing queuing traffic.
Residents of a residential complex in Montana and Pretoria North had to be evacuated late yesterday when extreme weather hit the area. Tshwane Emergency Services says the strong wind ripped off parts of the roof and blew away external geysers, while trees in the area were also uprooted. Eyewitnesses say the area was hit by a tornado. And former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been formally charged with leading a coup plot intended to keep him in power after losing the 2022 election to President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. 33 other people were also involved in the plot, including Bolsonaro's vice president and his retired and serving senior military personnel. Bolsonaro denies wrongdoing and says he's the victim of political persecution. And with that, looking at our Business Minute. Well, it's budget day, and Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana is said to be under pressure to balance fiscal consolidation and the need for increased social spending. He delivers the budget speech in Parliament this afternoon, the first under the government of national unity. Senior economist Kandi Baye says Godongwana will have to make tough compromises, including cutting back on less efficient spending to safeguard long-term growth.
The important thing is probably to look at what has been productive in terms of our expenditure, what has actually also been given our capacity shortcomings, and allocate money where we have to. And maybe that is something or a principle that we could work with, where we say, we've got capacity constraints.
And Asian markets were mixed this morning after US President Donald Trump broadened his tariff threats, while traders have also been assessing the geopolitical outlook after the first high-level official US-Russia talks since the invasion of Ukraine. This morning, a dollar at 18 Rand 41, a euro 19 Rand 24, and a pound 23 Rand 24 cents. Gold at $2,934.23 per fine ounce. Oil at $75.88 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada de Souza. More news at 7.
Well, it is an ongoing saga. Yannick Sinner's case was, quote, a million miles away from doping. That's according to the World Anti-Doping Agency General Counsel. The men's tennis world number one was handed a three-month ban after reaching a settlement over his two positive drug tests last year. A deal was reached when WADA accepted Sinner did not intend to cheat after being inadvertently contaminated by his physiotherapist, who was treating a cut with an over-the-counter spray. The case has divided the tennis world, with some questioning the timing and length of the ban, how the Italian was able to agree a deal, and inconsistencies between recent doping cases. It was another night to forget for Kaizer Chiefs in the Betway Premiership. They fell to a heavy 4-1 defeat against SuperSport United. That was at the FNB. Elsewhere, Maghe SC secured three crucial points against Polokwane City, winning 1-0. TS Galaxy went down 3-2 at home to Stellenbosch, and Chipu United beat Cape Town City 2-1. Plenty of action in the Champions League. Club Bruges claimed a shock 3-0 win over Atalanta in Italy to win their playoff tie 5-4 on aggregate, so through to the last 16 they go. Also through to the last 16, Benfica, after snatching a nail-biting draw against Monaco. Celtic's adventure came to a halt in gut-wrenching fashion. They lost to Bayern Munich in the 94th minute and denied a stunning victory in Germany. And AC Milan crashed out after being held to a draw by Feyenoord.